Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera. And in our podcast, we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode of our We Move People podcast. Hello, AJ.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk about two quotes.
Yes.
From other people. And yes, the first quote is from the Arabic tradition.
Yes.
The quote is, "A donkey full charged with books is still a donkey." Mm-hmm. What does it mean? What do you think?
Yes, a donkey is an animal which carry loads.
Yes.
And books are not loads. Many people sample books. And they think the reason is speed reading.
Yes, yeah, so when they have a lot of information.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. To get a lot of information.
To collect information.
Books. And if you read a book, then you read what you know. First you see the patterns you know and nothing more. And a good exercise is to read a book very slowly, and maybe loud with another people, and these people should tell you if you read other things as they are written in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have a great experience. You see, you change many things, and then you read things which don't be written in the book.
Mm.
And so books, good books, have a function. There's a function inside this. It's like food. It's a picture. You eat a book.
Mm-hmm.
And
because you assimilate.
You assimilate what is in the book. And this has nothing to do with speed reading.
Mm-hmm.
And if you only sample books as information, then you handle these books like a donkey.
Mm-hmm. Because the human being is not transformed or changed. After reading the book, mm-hmm. It is the same person, just with more information inside the head.
If you can read a book in this way, but you never change yourself in this way, because if you read in this way, then you always read the same in every book. You have patterns of thinking, and with these patterns of thinking, you read all the things. And you will never find new things outside from the patterns. And so you think you know really a lot, maybe all. And this is a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And another thing is that you should read a book not only one time, maybe mm-hmm. two times or mm-hmm. three times.
Yeah, the first time you read a book, you read the book with the patterns you're thinking. Then you should read it a second time, and you will read other things. And then you should read a third time, and then you read other things. And then you should give away this book and buy it again, and then read it again. Because everything we do, we fix it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And if I read a book three times, I will not finish this book's new things. Not because they are not new things in the book because I don't find this, because it's like a way I go. I have go the same way 3 times and I will never find another way in this book.
But what kind of book do you mean now?
It's the same. If you will learn new things and you read a book for this, you should do it in this way. If you will change your mind and read a book, you should do it in this way. It's not for a book you sell at the train station or something.
And nowhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do not have time to read every book 4 times.
Yes. it's the same. Many people say, I read last year 100 books. How can you really read 100 books in a real way? No. Maybe you should read 15 books in the right way.
Okay, and now we have another quote. It's from Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb. And he said, I have not failed. I just found 10,000 ways that won't work. So I think this quote is about that you should not fear to fail or to make mistakes.
Yeah. Many people think if you start something, and then there's a crash. They think, it can't work. No, it's the first step of learning. And you do it again. And you will do 1-2 steps more as before. And then the next crash, you learn. And then you start again. And you come 1-2 steps more as before. And then it's the crash. And you learn. It's a pattern of learning. And many people give up with the first crash. So they never will be learned. They change the field and do the same on another field. And there's the first crash. They think, great mistake. And they start again on a new field. And they always stop at the same point in a new field. There's no learning. And they never will build great things in this way. If you study great people in the past or in the present, then you can see this. They always go on, and this is not a mistake. This is learning, and this
the only mistake is when you do the same mistake again and again. Yes,
the mistakes show you the way. It can't work. So you have changed the way, and you change the way, and you go the next step, maybe a little bit more, and then you maybe go a wrong direction, and the mistake takes you, it can't work in this way, and you can change the way, and go on. And so you will find the right way for the things you want to bring in the world. Or for the things you want to change yourself. Or for the things you don't want to bring in your life. Or for the things you will bring out from your life. It's always the same.
So you should not have fear to make mistakes?
No.
You should have the courage
to go on.
To go on, and if you make a mistake, okay, then you can correct it.
You should not do the same mistake again and again. If there's it's something like a mistake, you change the way and try another way.
Okay. Then we have 2 nice quotes to think about. Thank you.
And 2 quotes have a little bit the same direction.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.